The Ultimate Shop Manual. A shop manual is a must when working on any engine. In it you will find the exact right way to maintain and repair your engine. All the clearances, settings, and specifications are laid out clearly. All you have to do is follow them. It's great to have information from the people that designed and built your motorcycle. Use a factory shop manual and you will never go wrong. Wouldn't it be great if we could get a shop manual for ourselves? A book written by the person who designed us and made us? A manual on the human condition with all the specifications and settings to make us run or live best? Well, here's good news. There is such a manual. It is called the Bible. The Bible, but Dan, some people might say it's just a book of fables, it's not real. But they would be wrong. People say things like that because they simply have not looked into the matter. No other book has been checked out as thoroughly as the Bible. What's that you say? You don't believe me? Good, excellent, you are on the right track. Check everything out for yourself. Demand the facts. Look for the truth. The Bible will not disappoint you. The Bible is not just a good shop manual for how to live our lives. It's a lot better than that. From the first verses in Genesis to the last words in Revelations, it tells us about a God who loved us so much that he came to earth as a man to die for our sins so we would not have to. Then to top it off, he gave us eternal life. All we have to do is believe in him. Who is he? He is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, Acts 16:30, in the New Testament, a jailer asks, "What must I do to be saved?" And is answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." It is that simple. We can't work our way to heaven. Romans 3:23 tells us, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. All other world leaders, religious leaders, prophets, seers, those who claim to know the way to God are dead. They offer no hope. But the tomb of Jesus is empty. He appeared to hundreds of witnesses. He alone can offer eternal life because he is alive today. The Bible tells us this gift of eternal life is free. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." All we have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. There is a lot at stake here, think about it.